At the last meeting, the funding was brought up as a budget amendment and rejected after 6 minutes. Carla Turner with the County Health Department says her department was not asked to present at the meeting.
And had we known there were going to be discussion at the county commissioners meeting, then we would have been prepared. We did not know that it had been taken off the consent agenda.
Turner says the presentation that did take place was before the last commissioners meeting, when the proposal was put before the Board of Health. The board voted 8-1 to pass the use of the grant to purchase IUD supplies. The one dissenting vote was Commissioner Rick Catlin. Turner says she didn't field many questions at this presentation.
The question was asked, why did we want to use it for the long-acting reversible contraceptives? The response I gave was that sometimes our clients aren't as responsible as we would like them to be with taking a pill every day, and this is a more reliable way to provide them with birth control. In hindsight, I realized that maybe I should have given more information.
When asked about tonight's vote, Commissioner Catlin offered the comment, quote, "Hopefully we'll get better information this time. Proper information is important for us to make our decisions." Turner says, in addition to providing women a contraceptive they don't have to take every day, non-hormonal IUDs are an option for women who can't take birth control pills for various reasons, like high blood pressure, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.